This is a story of a zero becoming a hero and then quickly becoming a villain. 10 years ago, no one had heard of the Democratic Liberal Party or its leader Daniel Weber. Back then, Mali was under a brutal dictatorship that had ruled for many years. The dictator, Juan Baldi, and his supporters repressed any opposition to their regime and were more than willing to use violence to do so. The brutality of the government towards its citizens was known to all and used as a tool to control the population. However, this did not lead to the end of the opposition. A small group of students showed the courage to stand up to the dictatorship and held a demonstration against it. The response caused horror and rage throughout the nation. The protesters were arrested by the police and put on trial as enemies of the state. They were found guilty and sentenced to death. Their deaths led to further demonstrations and more people participated in them. There was a fierce revolutionary movement in the country. People were sick of the endless violence and thought that the only solution was a revolution. One night, after taking revenge for a recent government-sanctioned attack, protesters launched a successful invasion of the palace where the dictator was located. He gave up his position and fled the country. The end of the violence meant hope for all citizens. People were in favour of democracy and official elections were planned for 6 months' time. A charismatic leader called Daniel Weber and his party, the Democratic Liberals, became the front runner. It promised to protect people's rights and their streets. It was against violence, corruption, the concentration of power in the hands of the few, and for greater individual and economic freedom. Though the party's message was met with universal approval, it was the personable leader that caught the imagination of the population. Other parties also presented themselves at the elections and were in agreement with the Democratic Liberals' ideas. In fact, some wanted to take these ideas even further and questioned Weber's ability to realise his promises. Nevertheless, they lacked the appeal that Weber and his party had for the general population, and the Democratic Liberals won a landslide victory. The population of Mali was filled with pride when their new president took power and declared a new, bright and peaceful future for all citizens. The sense of hope quickly came to an end when people began to realise that Weber was acting similarly to the dictator that he had replaced. Though the dictator was gone, many of his supporters remained in the army and they put pressure on their new leader to soften his stance on many of his policies. Weber appointed some of the key figures in the dictatorship to his government, and the tensions within the population turned into outright conflict with their new leader. Instead of giving more power to the people, he concentrated it in himself and those closest to him. The people of Mali are once again united against the leader of their country. Their objections are ignored, and though they do not want to return to the violence of recent years, there is no end to the protests and demonstrations being held. Although the government has not responded with violence as of yet, many fear that it is just a matter of time.